Thank you, Mike. As Mike indicated, I think all of us have seen the images of the massive destruction in the in our states to the west caused by Hurricane Katrina. It frankly is incomprehensible to me of the devastation that we see. Hundreds of thousands of our neighbors in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama have lost their homes. They're in need of food, shelter, medical supplies, water. As we know, millions are without power and electricity there. Our own state was fortunate in that we were spared most of the worst effects of the storm. We're saddened certainly by the loss of life and property in Georgia, but led by our professionals at GEMA, we're assessing that damage and providing assistance to tornado victims in Peach, White, and Carroll counties. Our hearts go out to our neighbors here at home and in the most affected states. I know that many Georgians want to help in times of need, as they always have in the past. I've come here today to the American Red Cross to tell you of this effort that is underway and how those many of you who have called to let you know how you can help. I also want to let you know what official state resources that we are sending to help our neighbors. And while we're at it, I want to ask for your calm over our gas supply and gas prices. First of all, many Georgians are asking, appropriately, how they can help as they see those same images that I've seen on the television. Our hearts reach out. What can I do? What can we do? And that's a good question. First of all, let me ask you, let's direct that compassion, let's direct that generosity in the right direction. Do not self-dispatch just in a impulsive, compassionate effort to go do something. Many times people such as that, if they're uncoordinated, become part of the problem rather than part of the solution. There are professional organizations such as the American Red Cross that help coordinate efforts along with professional emergency management agencies in all of our states, along with FEMA, that coordinate these efforts and help us to be more productive. Together, we are a powerful force. Individually, we can sometimes cause more problems than help. There are websites that are available that we can go to. One of those is the Red Cross website. The other is GEMA website. And there is a national voluntary organization for disasters. It's called www.nvoad.org for voluntary organizations for disaster relief. All of these are ways that we can coordinate our effort. Frankly, the best way that everyone can help is to make a cash donation to relief agencies such as the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, or your own faith-based organizations that many have relief agencies. Cash donations are the most effective way to help the hurricane victims because they allow the relief agencies to issue cash vouchers to victims so that they can meet their own needs. They know specifically what they need, and they're better at determining how those needs can be met. Cash donations also allow agencies to purchase directly the emergency goods that are most needed and avoid the cost of sorting, storing, and shipping donated goods. Again, let me reiterate, the best way that we can help hurricane victims is to make a cash donation to the American Red Cross or other relief agencies here in our state. As far as our official response, Georgia has coordinated with the American Red Cross, FEMA, and local governments to open several shelters, 7 already, for citizens from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama evacuated due to the hurricane. As hospitals in New Orleans are evacuating their patients, closing during the flooding, patients are being held here in local Atlanta hospitals. We expect up to 400 more patients to be coming in and arriving. Our Georgia Public Health Division is monitoring this situation. Our National Guard assets and resources are being deployed, including our heavy Chinook helicopters and heavy-duty equipment dispatched to the Gulf region to help move equipment and supplies. We've also deployed teams with Georgia's public safety agencies to assist with rescue and emergency operations in Mississippi. Our Georgia Forestry Commission has sent teams to assist with cleanup. I'm not going to go take time today to give you an agency-by-agency rundown, but if you're interested in the details, we'll provide those for you at a later time. I can tell you that I met with our public safety officials this morning and told them the presumed answer when contacted by their colleagues would be yes, and that we would have to find a way to say no. They know their colleagues in other states, and I expect them to reach out to them in a very proactive way, in the most helpful way that they can be. And those are the things that we're doing to render all available support to rescue and relief efforts from our state resources. Let me touch on gas supply and gas prices for a second. As we all are aware, we know that the storms have impacted shut down refineries and pipelines in the region delivering petroleum to our state. That does affect our gas supply, and it's led to an increase in gas prices. That's the way a free market system allocates shortages in times of scarcity. However, let me be clear. This is a temporary solution or temporary problem due to the Hurricane Katrina, and will be resolved soon. It is not a cause for alarm or panic. It is not a long-term situation. The supply disruptions which are causing the price increases are temporary. I have been in contact this morning with gas distributors that serve the Georgia market, and they are working around the clock to address the supply problem. The most important thing we all can do as motorists and citizens is to remain calm, conserve fuel, and don't rush to the pumps to hoard what we don't need. A significant portion of Georgia's gas supplies arrives by port and thus is not dependent on the pipeline supply. Fresh fuel is continuing to reach our port in Atlanta and other Georgia markets throughout. There does appear to be some spot shortages in unbranded spot purchasing service stations in various places in the state. We again expect that to be a temporary situation. Additionally, Colonial Pipeline, the primary supplier of fuel to our state through pipeline, has expected to be back in operation by this weekend. To further ease supply problems, we have temporarily waived the fuel additive requirements to expand the supply of gasoline, increase the flexibility, approved for sale in the Atlanta metro area, those areas covered by the air quality issues. EPA just a few minutes ago approved that request, and we will be implementing that to give our suppliers more flexibility in the kind of fuel they can bring into the metro area. In addition, the Georgia DOT and the federal DOT has lifted the hour restrictions on truckers so that we can use that source of supply as well, operation of heavy tanker trucks that can operate 24 hours a day to make deliveries. So all this adds up to the reason there's no reason to panic. There's plenty of gas on the way, and the only reason we would have problems locally is if we rush out to hoard and try to accumulate gasoline that we won't need for a long time. The best response right now is to stay calm and conserve. Don't just run out to top off your tank. Just continue with normal fueling habits. I certainly encourage all of our employers, as we will in the state, to make greater use of teleworking in the coming days, once again to conserve fuel. And I ask Georgians, just hang out with your families. Enjoy their comfort. Just any discretionary driving that you'd planned, why don't you just relax and spend the time with your children, with your parents, and with your families at home. We're going to get through this fine. I know higher gas prices are an inconvenience, But let's put that inconvenience in perspective with the massive humanitarian disaster that folks in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are experiencing. Our hearts, our thoughts, our prayers go out to them. Let's concentrate on those really in need in a real crisis. Again, I ask Georgians to donate cash to the Red Cross, other relief agencies if you can. And even if you can't do that, let me suggest you can give the best relief of all by offering a prayer for all those affected by this disaster. Thank you.